before Christmas, and there was a stirring everywhere. Heaven must have been abuzz with excitement as they looked down on an unexpected world, going about their normal routines, knowing that tomorrow evening everything would be different. It's hard to imagine that real night before Christmas, isn't it? That one cold and dark evening when the sky still hovered over the world like a blanket of hopelessness and despair. Sure, they had prayed for it, but so far all they had seen was just night after night of waiting, of hoping. But oh, the difference one night can make.
No!
months now, Mary and Joseph had known a night like this was coming. But which night would it be? They certainly couldn't have predicted a manger in a dirty stall would be the place where the Son of God would arrive. But then, by now, they were used to surprises.
It was good news that looked like bad news in a few days. Everyone would know. They heard it from an angel, though it didn't make much sense. They opened up their hearts to hope.
I love him even more. I want
And so it was that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Like most things, it was never exactly how people had imagined, and yet it was perfect. God knew what we needed and how we needed it. As the curious shepherds and awestruck wise men watched Mary holding her child, their hearts must have been pounding with the realization that this was not just a baby. Mary held redemption in her arms, not just for Mary and Joseph, or those gathered around to watch the precious sleeping child, but for everyone, for all of us who would come to believe in him. God so loved us that he sent a precious gift to save us. And it wasn't just for the wealthy, or the powerful, or the worthy. He sent his son Jesus to save us all. Rich, poor, short, tall, red, yellow, black, or white. God knew we could never carry on our shoulders the weight of a heavy world. Our sins alone were too much to carry, much less the burdens of living life in a very complicated world. Jesus came to welcome us all into his arms and to tell us that no matter what we are going through or what we have to overcome, we are loved and held and cared for by a wonderful Father. He wants us to know that we are not alone or abandoned or forgotten. although he, himself, was born somewhat of an outcast, without a real cradle or home, this tiny child would grow to embody the greatest love the world would ever know. Just as Bethlehem opened its arms to welcome this tiny king, we are asked to do the same. Jesus wants to be born into each of us in a whole new way. Our hearts are as empty as stable stalls until he fills them with his beautiful presence. Shepherds and wise men came to you that starry night in Bethlehem. We come to you on bended knee, to adore you, to worship you. We long for you to be born in us. Let your presence become real to us. Let your spirit become alive in us, even now. As morning cleared the darkened plains, no more would sin or sorrow reign, for evil's best would fade to naught, when faced with love, the Savior wrought.
Continue as they had been while alone. their home.